Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today, we're covering the June 23rd City Commission meeting, where commissioners adopted a two-year budget totaling $689 million in resources, debated whether to recommend a federal opportunity zone designation, and folded in a $76 million city shops complex, all in one evening.
Also on the agenda, Mayor Morrison acknowledged a child's death on Bozeman streets. The commission approved consent items on a 5-0 vote after removing two items. And several members of the public raised questions about downtown TIF spending.
The first action item was the Opportunity Zone proposal. Director of Economic Development Britt Fontenot explained that Opportunity Zones are a federal program created through the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. They designate low to moderate income census tracts where investors can defer or reduce capital gains taxes by investing in qualified projects. The city's role is limited. Authorize the city manager to forward a recommendation to Governor Gianforte, who then selects up to 25 tracts statewide.
Fontenot told commissioners the timeline was compressed. The Montana Department of Commerce notified the city on June 9th that the deadline was July 7th, and this was the only commission meeting available before that deadline. Staff recommended Census Tract 6 as the top priority, an area overlapping two active urban renewal districts in the Midtown area, and Census Tract 11.02 as a backup. Tract 11.02 has been an active opportunity zone for the past 10 years.
City Manager Chuck Wynn noted this item was originally on the consent agenda, as the previous opportunity zone designation had been handled on consent. He said he informed the commission before the agenda was published, and staff reached out to representatives of three neighborhoods within the proposed zone. Commissioner Sweeney pulled it off consent for discussion.
Commissioners pressed Fontenot on what controls the city would have. Commissioner Sweeney asked what mechanisms exist to steer investment toward affordable housing or environmental remediation rather than hotels or luxury condos. Fontenot was direct. There is no guarantee because it's not our program. He said investors would still have to go through the city's regulatory process, zoning, and any applicable affordable housing ordinances. But the city has no way of steering the investment itself.
Commissioner Bodie noted she hadn't seen letters of support from neighborhood residents. The supporting documents included letters from HRDC, Chambers of Commerce, and real estate organizations, but not from people living in the proposed zones. Fontenot acknowledged the engagement was limited given the timeline. Bodie also confirmed with staff that the census tract is the smallest geographic unit available. The city couldn't target the designation to a specific site like the Idaho Pole Company Superfund property.
Public comment ran in both directions. Ross Keough, an Opportunity Zone consultant from Missoula, told the commission that the Rivera project in Missoula, described as the city's largest affordable housing project, happened because of the Opportunity Zone designation in that census tract. He said the incentive moved the needle on housing projects in Bozeman over the past decade and urged the commission to send a strong signal.
On the other side, Natsuki Nakamura, a member of the Economic Vitality Board, speaking in a personal capacity, questioned why the city would actively pursue a program that has no oversight and no guarantees. Nakamura argued the development that occurred in the existing zone might have happened regardless, given MSU's record enrollment and housing demand across Bozeman. Developer Matt Payne offered a middle ground observation. "The only decision," he said, "is whether you want capital to flow into those areas or not. And if you want to influence what gets built, zoning is your tool."
The commission discussion was divided. Deputy Mayor Fisher supported the proposal, framing it as consistent with the economic development team's mandate to seek investment opportunities. He acknowledged concerns about the federal tax policy, but said, "It's not our role as a commissioner, and it's certainly not our role as staff to say this is a tax policy that we're not going to pursue." Commissioner Magic said she'd rather see development in this central hub than further afield, citing commuters driving from Butte to Cut Hair in Bozeman.
Commissioner Sweeney opposed the proposal. She said she was morally opposed to anything that gives tax incentives to the wealthiest in this country, while our federal government is cutting Medicaid and Medicare. She also argued the city lacks the land use tools to manage the consequences, noting the zoning on the north side is an enormous mismatch from what exists on the ground. She said the commission would be offering these neighborhoods up on a plate for redevelopment of a type that we cannot control.
Commissioner Bodie called it a very blunt tool, but said she leaned towards supporting it, in part because other entities could submit an application anyway, and the governor could designate zones regardless. She then moved to amend the motion to remove Census Tract 11.02, arguing it includes undeveloped land outside city limits, and she was much more interested in a tool like this to help us get projects over the finish line that are more infill-focused. That amendment passed 4-1, with Deputy Mayor Fisher dissenting.
The main motion, to authorize the city manager to submit the Opportunity Zone proposal for Census Tract 6 only, passed 4-1. With Commissioner Sweeney voting no. Mayor Morrison said he was begrudgingly likely to support this and acknowledged what he called the duplicitous ugliness of having to utilize and rely on the private sector and the ultra-wealthy.
Then came the main event, the fiscal year 2027 operating budget and 2027 biennium budget. Finance Director Melissa presented the numbers, $689 million in resources over 2 years, $609 million in requirements, with an $80 million ending fund balance across all budget units. She reminded commissioners the final property tax revenue won't be known until August, when mill levy rates and utility rates will come back for approval.
The new element was the city shops complex. Staff presented preliminary numbers from a concept design, $84.1 million total, with $8 million already in the budget document. The remaining cost would be funded by debt, split between enterprise funds, water, wastewater, stormwater, and special assessment districts. The facility would house street maintenance, parks and trails, and forestry staff. Melissa showed the maximum monthly impact to a typical residential homeowner. $23.76 in year one and $28.33 in year two, with $10.86 and $9.10 of those amounts directly attributable to the shops complex.
Assistant City Manager John Henderson said the city explored greenfield sites, land leases, and land exchanges, but concluded that leveraging land the city already owns, with existing water and sewer connections and proximity to the service area, was the most practical and cost-effective option. City Manager Wynn added that the project would move large equipment like graders into enclosed, temperature-controlled space, reducing idling that currently affects the surrounding neighborhood.
Three amendments passed. First, Deputy Mayor Fisher moved to add the $76.1 million shops complex to the biennium budget and update the residential impact chart. That passed 4-1, with Commissioner Bodie voting no, not in opposition to the project itself, she said, but because she felt adding that amount on adoption night without broader community input was at odds with the commission's priority of meaningful engagement.
Second, the commission voted 5-0 to add $150,000 from general fund vacancy savings for the C. Bozeman Creek planning effort. City Manager Wynn explained that new positions are funded from day one but aren't filled immediately, creating predictable vacancy savings. He said the Creek project will require further action and further collaboration with our community, even though its specific projects aren't yet defined.
Third, the commission voted 4-1 to remove the $19 million Fire Station No. 4 line item and broaden a $70,000 ballot education allocation from fire-specific to general use. Commissioner Magic was the lone no vote. Deputy Mayor Fisher said he preferred to have the commission's upcoming discussion about ballot priorities happen with an open slot rather than a pre-filled one. Mayor Morrison stressed this was not a signal against the fire department. I don't want it to feel like tomorrow, the fire department's waking up and seeing commission doesn't have our back.
One amendment failed. Commissioner Sweeney proposed carving $125,000 from the general fund planning subsidy for pre-approved building plans for small infill projects. Several commissioners expressed support for the concept, but said they'd rather discuss it at an August 4th housing work session. That motion failed, 1-4.
Commissioner Sweeney also floated $50,000 for a midtown neighborhood plan covering the Opportunity Zone area, but withdrew the motion after City Manager Wynn suggested the amount would be insufficient and asked for time to develop the idea for the August budget meeting.
The final budget passed 5-0. Commissioner Bodie used her discussion time to suggest the commission consider changing the budget process timeline in the future, noting Missoula doesn't approve its budget until final tax evaluations are in. Deputy Mayor Fisher acknowledged tax fatigue, but said, "We are a growing community. We have needs."
So to recap, the commission adopted a two-year budget, added the $76 million shops complex and $150,000 for creek planning, removed the fire station funding pending a broader priorities discussion, and approved an opportunity zone application for Census Tract 6 only. Utility rates and final property tax numbers come back August 18th, and a housing work session is set for August 4th.
This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.